Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Casterbus. I'm Christian Corley, and joining me a little bit later on is Philip Bates, the editor of the Doctor Who Companion, and he's also a writer, and he's written a few books over the past few years that have been published. You can actually buy them, and obviously I'm in awe of him for that small fact alone. Philip, if you don't know, he runs the Doctor Who Companion. The Doctor Who Companion is kind of the spiritual successor to the old Casterbus Doctor Who website. It has a lot of the same readers, a lot of the same commenters, and a lot of the same contributors still, even to this day. It's fair to say that both myself and James McLean occasionally contribute to the Doctor Who Companion. Now, obviously, things have moved on considerably in the world of Doctor Who, not just in the past 10 years whilst the Doctor Who Companion has been running, but also since the end of Doctor Who season 2/15, whatever we're up to now, and the events of the last episode, the reality war. Now, I spoke to Phil before season 2, series 2, season 15. So you know what I'm talking about. I spoke to Phil before the most recent series of Doctor Who, so any comments in what you're about to hear, they're without context in terms of what we've just been seeing for the past 8 weeks. So, now without any further ado, here's myself and speaking to Philip Bates. Okay, so last year, back in February 2024, Philip Bates joined us on the podcast to discuss the upcoming revision to the Companions, the Candy Jar Books' look at Doctor Who Assistants. It was originally 50 years of Doctor Who Assistants by Andy Frankham Allen, and now it's more than 60 years of Doctor Who Assistants by Philip Bates and Andy Frankham Allen.
Yeah. So it's had a big update. We've gone from just about 300 pages to 700.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's the biggest book that Candy Jar has ever published, which is quite quite astonishing, I think. You know, I'm trying to sound humble about this, but I'm quite proud to have...
God, you should be.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, because it's been a lot of work and a lot of love has gone into it as well. Yeah. You know.
So this we talked about this as I say last year. The original book came out in 2013, and at Casterbus we reviewed the original book. Mez Burda reviewed it. I'm just reading from the Candy Jar website here. A well written and thoroughly detailed book by a writer that clearly knows their stuff when it comes to Doctor Who. An effective and important guide to many of the people who have helped the Doctor save the universe so many times. Now, I've spoken to Andy on this podcast many years ago, and he obviously does love Doctor Who and he knows what he's talking about with the show. Have you worked with him on this, or is this something that you've picked up and ran with, or is he still involved?
So he and Sean Russell, who's the boss at Candy Jar, they approached me a few years ago because obviously I run the Doctor Who Companion, so it was that synergy. They approached me to look at basically every page and update it as much as possible. And I think the really great thing about the first edition was that it took a very comprehensive approach from the off. So it's not just TV companions. He covers novels, comics, audios, which obviously when I came back to update it, there was a lot that needed updating because of the wealth of material for, we call it the expanded universe. So there's so many audios, and there's obviously exclusive companions to audios, books, comics, whatever.
Yeah.
But also we go into detail about what happens to companions after they leave the TARDIS, or what we learn about them, their pre-TARDIS lives, and yeah, things like that. So it's been quite an undertaking.
So it was originally 300 odd pages, now 700 pages, and it's already available, isn't it? Because I know it's a book has been distributed in January, so anyone who's pre-ordered it or ordered it, as we used to say, should now have their copy. But you also were telling me that there's some new distribution for this.
Yeah, so it's out from Candy Jar now, and then 26th of June, it goes up on, well, it's available to pre-order from Amazon and the like now, but that's just pre-order. It'll come out in June, not just as a paperback, very nicely. There's going to be a hardback edition, and it's going to be available worldwide as well through, I presume, Amazon.
Okay.
So yeah, that'd be great. That's
Would I be able to walk into any stores and see on the shelf like Forbidden Planet or any specialist stores along those lines?
I think you'll be able to order it from Waterstones, Smiths, things like that. It's very curious the things they put on the shelves. Because you'll find like some obscure books, but not some bigger ones. It would be great if Forbidden Planet decides to stock it, but at the moment, I don't know. I suppose it depends on its success, but it's getting, I don't know whether I can say actually, but it's going to get some coverage in some bigger publications. So hopefully that means that the likes of Forbidden Planet will stock it. Fingers crossed. You can
Yeah.
get it on their website at any rate.
Okay. Excellent. So that, I mean, that's really good. How many of these kind of things have you worked on now?
I think this, if we include like editing and proofing and stuff like that, I think this is my 15th book, something like that.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, which, 5-year-old me would be amazed at that. For me,
Yeah.
I've got, for me now, I've got this drive just to be like, yeah, that project's done. Let's move on. What's next? But nonetheless, looking back at sort of 15 books does make me quite happy.
That is a good title. Sorry, good, big pardon. That is a good total. Of
Thank you.
books, 15, yeah. At your young age, at just 9. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much.
Is there anything that you'd like to write that you haven't, book-wise?
Oh, there's loads. There's loads.
Because I think you should write a Doc Martin book.
That would be great. That would be great. They did, quite a few years ago, they did two books that were basically just novelizations of series one and two, I think.
Right, yeah.
So because they were just overviews like that, they skipped a lot of stuff and they lacked a bit of emotion and things like that. So that would be amazing. Yeah. I've got some books in the pipeline that I've been wanting to write for a while, or at least work on for a while. I'd love to write something for Marvel, about Marvel, for Marvel, whatever. Because I've always loved Marvel. And I am doing something about Marvel.
Someone needs to do something about Marvel.
I know, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, so that's very exciting.
If you're listening to this on Spotify, then it probably means that you didn't get it when it was released. Our podcasts all release first on our Patreon, which you'll find at patreon.com/Casterbus. At this moment in time, these Patreon memberships are free. So you can get our podcasts early, you can get them ad-free, and you can also get them with extra content, longer episodes, video versions, etc., if you join our Patreon. James and I are looking at ways to expand what we deliver through Patreon as well, so there could be some more features coming later on, maybe special podcast episodes that are completely exclusive to Patreon. So we'd encourage you to join us there to keep tabs on what's happening and get everything first, get everything early, and with your support, we can expand the podcast. We've been going since 2007. James and I have been podcasting together since 2011, and we'd really like to begin bringing in a wider audience once more. That's all for me now. Let's go back to my conversation with Philip Bates.
Are you wanting to do a Doc Martin book? I feel like you've got one in you.
Do you? Oh, well, no, I was thinking more of a non-fiction book. I just thought you, that type of a companions book, you know, that kind of non-fiction term about Doc Martin. I think you'd be
great.
Yeah. I mean, storybooks, I don't know. I don't know. He's a strange character, isn't he?
They left it quite...
Yes, they did, yeah. Yeah.
So there's more to explore, I would say, but... I'm not sure how much you would just be retreading.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, because they did manage to cover quite a lot. And there was in the last series, I've just started rewatching the last series, there is a little bit of retreading in there. So you've got the holistic lady with her van, which is something that happened way back in series 3 or 4, something very similar sort of character. So, I don't know if I've got a Doc Martin in me. I don't even know if I've got a book in me at the moment. So I don't seem to, I mean, I've got lots of books in me, but whether I've got any actual ability to type end is another matter entirely.
Yeah, it's time, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, there's time as well. Yeah. I mean, I was looking at, I'm going to have to like produce a load of links for the show notes for this piece of our conversation. But I was looking at when I started the Barry Meat book, which was, I think it was 2019 I started it, or 2020, one or the other. I've spent a lot of time at that, and it is a very, very silly book, and I've finished the writing part of it, it's all done, but because I'm doing it myself, because nothing in my head says to me anyone's going to want to publish this nonsense. So I'm self-publishing it, which means I'm having to design it myself, and also because Philip knows this, it's kind of a spoof travelogue. So it has to have a very sort of specific, not specific layout, but it has to be a layout that differentiates itself from any other type of book. And because of that, I do have a layout, but I've recently had a review of the layout and decided I don't actually like it. So I've started redoing the layout a bit, not a heavy revision, but I should say, I've been subjected to Philip's editing, because he's read through that for me. And give me some pointers.
I was brutal, wasn't I?
You weren't too brutal, no.
I enjoyed it. I recall enjoying it. It was a few years ago now, as you say. But yeah, I'm glad to hear it's going ahead in some form.
I think you're the only person who's got to the end of it.
Oh, really?
Apart from me, yeah. I'd say there's about 5 or 6 people who've got copies of it, and I think you're the only one who's got to the end of it and actually said that they liked it.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming the other 4 or 5 people haven't bothered starting it.
Maybe they just haven't had time, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, it's always a big ask going, can you read a book?
It's a big ask asking someone, can you read a book? And it's even bigger asking, can you read this book about a fictional rock star who is now the mayor of a fictional part of North Yorkshire. Yeah.
indeed. But equally, you saying that you looked back and thought, oh, who's going to publish this? I think every writer has that it's not exactly imposter syndrome, but that lack of confidence at times. And you just gotta push through, and I'm glad to hear that you're, actually doing something with it.
Yes, I mean this. On paper, I've got something, appropriately enough, I've got something planned for it this year. It will either go out as a PDF with a print option, or I'm going to do something a little bit different with it, maybe involving a website of some form. But I haven't 100% decided yet. I just feel like I have to get it out, as you actually said to the bishop, in order for people to see it. That went in a complete different direction. Oh dear. But yeah, just so it's out there, and I can forget about it.
Yeah, I think sometimes it things like that occupy a bit of headspace and you've got to move
Yeah.
past it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think James and I wanted to do something. This is, I mean, this is definitely staying on the Patreon only bit. James and I wanted to do something with some of the stuff that we've published in the past and with the video game stuff as well. So
Oh, yeah.
getting Barry Meat out of the way, and he's a big
Yeah.
lad, so no easy task. Getting him out of the way will be a way around that. There's also I don't know if I told you this. There's also a plan. I say a plan as if there's like a there's the team of writers. It's just me. There's also I also had a plan of doing a podcast of the book as well, or an
Oh,
audio
right.
version of the book using special voice effects, because Barry Meat has a very deep voice.
Okay, just like yours, I got you.
No,
Yeah,
very deep voice.
very northern as well,
He is very northern,
isn't he?
so he's got this deep booming voice, which I th thought of using as a podcast, or as an audiobook, or release a podcast, or re release the audiobook as a podcast, or as a serialized podcast, or whatever, something like that. But again, podcasts take time as well, so I don't know if that will happen or not. I don't know how we got onto this when it's really supposed to be about you're doing it. What have you got coming up, Philip?
So I've got a couple of more books coming up. There's one that's just been announced in the back of Companions, actually, which is a book all about Sarah Jane Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, it's essentially an essay book with lots of contributions from people who write for the Doctor Who Companion.
Okay. I wasn't invited.
Oh, you totally were. You said
Was
how
I?
much? Yeah. Oh no, you're very, very welcome. So that's hopefully coming later this year. I've been editing a book about Benton and Hawthorne, Miss Hawthorne from The Demon.
Oh, right. I've heard
Yeah.
about
You besmirched it on Twitter.
that.
Yeah. Obviously, I liked that tweet.
Oh, no.
It's
I didn't mean it.
right, it doesn't matter. Anyway, see you, Christian. No, but that's by a new writer called Lucy McCall. And she's done a really nice job of emulating the classic Target novelization style. It's a book of short stories. Yeah, it's quite fun.
It sounds
So
fun.
yeah, I think it's coming out pretty soon.
Okay.
Sometime in the spring, I believe. So yeah, there's lots of little projects, as I say. There's something to do with Marvel coming up. It's basically just depends on what time I get for going through quite a few projects.
Okay.
But yeah, there's quite a few bits coming up, which I'm always pleased about because, keeps me off the streets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
9-year-old thug.
If this does go into a separate podcast, you're going to have to explain the 9-year-old thing.
Bugger. Yeah, you're right. Refer to a previous podcast, ladies and gentlemen. See, it's easy as that.
Spoiler.
Okay. So just to recap, Philip's revision of the companion's book from Candy Jar Books is now available from the Candy Jar website, and it's going to be hitting mainstream retailers in June. That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining me this week on
Thank you.
Gustavus, Philip. It's been great having you on. And maybe we can get you on before next this time next year.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Miracles do happen, right?
So I'm told. Many thanks to Philip Bates for joining us once again on Casterbus. His book is available to buy now direct from Candy Jar Books, and you can find it in shops too. I'll include some links in the show notes for you so you can keep track of what Philip has been doing. That's all for this week's slightly shorter podcast, but I'm in the middle of working on a much larger podcast episode for you, pulling together lots of thoughts and opinions on Doctor Who Season 15, Series 15. So that's coming up in the next week or so. So look out for that. And I'll see you again soon. Until then, it's goodbye.